Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? This is un pensamiento en el momento, and this is my first time actually using the Shure SM7B, which many of you guys know, it is kind of like the industry standard for all broadcasters. So I'm really excited because of the fact that en este pensamiento que yo tengo, there's a couple things that I've been thinking about, and, you know, I shared this already a couple times on social media that it is my 45th birthday. I'm in this new year of, you know, my birthday was back in January, and now I've hit this really cool milestone, you know, kind of right before you hit 50. And one of the things that's been really exciting is understanding, okay, I'm getting that much closer to 50. So what does it look like for me to really kind of like put the cap in my feather? And, you know, I shared this kind of like approach of what I love to do when it comes to celebrating a birthday, and many times that looks like going for a run, and I love to go for a run, and I, you know, it being 45, you got to run 4.5 miles. Y lo que yo estaba pensando, what I was thinking was something that really made me reflect that this is why I love running. So, you know, if you're listening for the first time, this is Noan El Boricua. I am the founder, the MC of Fuel Pasión Podcast. Everything around cultura, faith, y conexiones, and I will say I am kind of in a noisy area today, so if you guys hear any noise in the background, enjoy it. Pero más que todo, vamos a entrar en este pensamiento, llegando a 45. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, I actually have a note. So being at the age of 45, I was going through my notes that I have, and I was on a flight to Chicago 5 years ago. So I want to share this letter to myself as a reflection, and I hope in return for you all, I just hope it could be a blessing. Maybe it could be something that you can do. I highly recommend this, right? It's a moment that I shared with someone earlier that it's crazy when you really think about like looking back at something and kind of fast forward. So enjoy this. I'm being very transparent, but here we go. It's in October. It's 5 years ago, so it's 2017, clearly. And I wrote the following, and it says, on my way to Chicago, and it dawned on me, how did I get here? They say that in sports, that after a certain amount of years, if you haven't won a championship, it's probably time to think that it will never happen. Better become a free player agent, or a free player agent and get your money, quote unquote. It's all about the cash payout. Yet, I don't see it that way. It was instilled in me at a very young age that we can all win. Yet my journey has been quite different. My parents divorced. We moved in with my abuelita. My abuelita passed away. We moved in with my aunt and uncle. And at the age of 18, I had to move back to where my abuelita raised us. My brother and I, very different, yet we are very alike, always driven for success. I met the most amazing girl, and in college we became parents and we got married. I remember I stepped down from leadership in my church. I go through this spiritual journey like never before, questioned every step, and yet I find that God is telling, your time is coming. My wife and I go through the struggles of being young parents, yet by God's grace, we are loved by Him. We instill His love in our family and each other. Then news comes that my mama is ill with AIDS. And not only that, she's now in a coma. So on her birthday, we said, until next time. I speak to my father on what happened and share God's love to him. And we always saw each other very sparingly. Ministry-wise, my love asks to focus on a few items to invest in us as the bigger picture. And she was right. I tried it all. I started a business, a magazine, you name it. I made many mistakes along the way. Then I joined a radio station here in Los Angeles. Youth driven, I meet some amazing people that marked me to be in a Spanish rock band. Who would have thought? Those years were like none other. My family traveled when possible. My son grew up on the road. My love ensured to always make sure to be safe. Then the moment came. I left the band. Why? Well, my son wanted Papi to show him to play baseball. The rest is history. At the age of 13, he goes to the route of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and guess what? I joined. And now we have this new addition is our other boy, Noah. And we're not rich, but we got each other in God. And my brother-in-law, you know, gets a call from God. Until this day, he left us too soon, being in heaven. I'm a part-time youth worker. I work full-time for the greatest brand in the world, Nike. And yeah, pretty cool. But the championship, yes, going back to that championship of this intro. Our oldest son graduates with really cool honors, and he goes off to college, aka Go Ducks. And our youngest heads to middle school. At this point, I'm learning about how God connects us all. Now, the key player is my friend Mario, that through the good, the and the ugly, is consistently pushing me that God truly puts many people in the mix. Ricky, Chris, Troy, Abner, Obi, Luis Mangandi, Larry, Mike Yee, Justin, Lisa, the Vega family, Alfonso and Cornejo family, my pastors, Rudy, Oscar, Maria, Esteban, David, Vince, Claudia, Isaac, and Lipe. Lipe. He's the key and I know it. See, God put him to have me realize that I am on route to win the championship. I speak to my wife of thinking, what will we do the rest of our lives? I ask her to go with me to New York. She loves NYC. That trip was the game changer. Lipe's father spoke the most needed words ever, not only to our marriage, but about each other individually. To be able to invest in each other and to be able to get away from everyone and everything, and that we always have a home in Jersey. Thank you, muchas gracias. It's October 20th, 2017. In the past year, my wife and I have traveled more than ever. I love her so much. I mean, as for me, God has pushed me into what I call kind of like a solo drummer. Now, why, you ask? Well, because all I ever wanted to do is just keep a solid rhythm with no distractions. And then the news of my father. I found out that he was in a coma. My stepmom shares with me that in all the years we didn't speak, he was very proud of me. I didn't understand how. Yet in our weeks of being together and being brought up to speed, he really was proud of me. And that broke me. In the day that I had left with him, it was long days of telling him everything. We laid him to rest, and even better, knowing that he accepted Jesus. Never thought that it would happen, and it did. So grateful for my friends and family that were there to support us. I mean, I was thrown off my rhythm, but this time God has told me to play the solos, speak, share, motivate others to their calling. I was scared and sometimes lonely. Yet this year, I've traveled more than ever. I've met amazing new friends in Dallas, Chicago, Orlando, North Carolina, New York, and Panama. I've worked with so many schools and working to build more. My friend Jose Rodriguez, aka J-Rod, has been my catalyst. He's spoken to us of what God will do, and damn, I have no words how they come to fruition. I mean, here I am now, as with Nike, as a talent acquisition recruiter for Los Angeles and the West Coast. And that just came from an amazing training at Nike HQ. Ready to find and seek the best talent to work for us. And that's my day job. And at night, I'm called to make our youth the next generation of disciples for the kingdom of God. Wait, scratch that. My calling is to motivate, inspire, lead the next generation of leaders 24/7, 365 days out of the year, everywhere I walk. As they say, team no sleep, grind every day. Look, surround myself with others that are answering the call to greatness. I am 40 years old, married for 20 years, have worked for Nike 15 plus years, and have completed this past August 2017, 15 years as a youth pastor of Oreb Youth Ministries. Couple other cool moments with our radio show of UIWI, FCA, E625, and working with supporting the kingdom of God. The question is, if I've won the championship, let's just say that we will find out very, very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 5 years ago. And as I read this, I wanted to record this. And I am very transparent and I share a lot of my journey, and I hope that gives you a glimpse of why I'm wired the way that I am. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity. And again, this is un pensamiento en el momento, that is always good to look back at your notes because it's a great reminder to see where you're at. So we want to say thank you once again. And I'm excited because we are, I'm that much closer to finishing season 4. And I will tell you guys, it is titled Don't Call It a Comeback. And I'm really excited to share with you guys some stories that are very impactful, that have been here since the beginning, before all of what's been going on these past couple years. It's not a comeback. They just continue to move every day. So we hope that you can join us. If you want to partner with us via Patreon, please go to fuelpasionpodcast.com and you guys can find some more information there. And please follow me on social media. I am on Instagram. It's C-N-O-H-A-N, Sinoan. Or you guys can check us out also, Fuel Passion Podcast, all one word. And hopefully you can check out some of the videos that we post every single Friday that I call Fuel Passion Friday. Recuerda, understand the cultura, always be maintained in your faith, and continue to make those conexiones 24/7. Es Noan el Boricua, y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.